I'd like you to turn to the 84th Psalm. By way of invitation, we're going to examine verses 10 and 11 of that text. Psalm 84. Remind you of the text from Matthew 16 that we read in our Bible class concerning the value of the soul. What is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? That's a direct contrast, as we indicated, that shows the value of the soul in contrast to the things of the world. Really lack those kinds of direct contrasts. And there are any number of them that we can find in Scripture. In Psalm 84, in verses 10 and 11, there is such a contrast given. He says there, the psalmist, "A day in your courts," having reference to the courts of God, "a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man," or blessed is the man, "who trusts in you." When we place our trust in God, it is a very valuable thing. As we contrast what the world has to offer, perhaps we would do well to consider the attitude that the psalmist had in this particular text. He said, "A day in your courts is better than a thousand. And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Again, a direct contrast, a direct statement of value that is given in contrasting the things of the world with the things of God. I hope and pray that each and every one of us have that same attitude toward the things of God. We recognize the full value of those things, and we put everything else in its proper place. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to those who are here. If you have made such evaluation in your life and have determined that it is time for you to do what is most important and turn to God, then we offer ourselves to you to assist you and help you in any way we can. We call upon you to repent of your sins, to confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. It is upon your faith in Jesus Christ that you can receive the grace that God has extended to man. We offer that opportunity to you this evening. If you need to respond, or if there is anyone else who is here this evening who needs to respond to that invitation call, we ask that you come. And come now while together we stand and sing.